Blog Talk Radio.
This morning.
hold on. How you doing there, Reverend Henry?
Good morning to you. How you doing?
A little chilly, but I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Doing real good.
It's another day the Lord has made.
Yep. That's right.
Rejoice and be glad in it, though it's a little chilly, a little cold. But he made it. Cause you to want to get to a warm shelter.
Yeah, I'm wrapped up like an Eskimo, man.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Good thing to be wrapped up. Surely when we wrapped up with the Lord. Wrapped up. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. The Lord bless us with. You know, that sunshine, it spoils us. That warm weather spoils us from time to time. When that coolness come in. Try to get some warm clothing. But we thank the Lord how he has been blessing us truly. Thank him for this season, this special time of year. We thank the Lord also for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace, for him allowing us to be here another day. We tell him thank you. Yes, sir, we tell him thank you. We acknowledge his handiwork. Oh, the moon, the stars. Yes, sir, the sun, the oxygen that we breathe. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's beautiful. God's been blessing us. He's been blessing us with good news. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What is the good news? A perfect gift. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Talked about the forerunner of salvation. Yes, sir. The forerunner of our Lord and Savior, John the Baptist. Before then, we talked about the goodness of the Lord. Yes, sir. Talked about the five wives and the five foolish virgins. Praise the Lord. God has really blessed us, bringing us into this season where the fullness of time was going to come. We'll look in Luke, the second chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. Praise the Lord. Brandon blessed us yesterday with Isaiah 5:9, talking about a child is born. Talked about the government's going to be on his shoulder, but this God's a wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Look at the birth of our Lord and Savior, the birth of Christ. Luke 2nd chapter. So with the first verse, as God bless us in prayer, as we pray, Father God in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you, Father God, for what you have done. Thank you for how you blessed us to behold this day, Father God. And never seen this day, but it's a new mercy, a new miracle, a new chance, another chance that might to be better for you. We just tell you thank you, Lord, and we love you. Thank you for your expression of love with Father God, with oxygen, with the air to breathe, Father God. We behold your beauty. We behold your expression of love. We behold your grace. We behold your mercy and hallelujah, your care, your tender care. So we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and spirits, and receive this daily word that you have for us. Bless it, touch on your will, set things on your will. And thank you for this time that you've given us, that we may come and commune with you. Touch us, Father God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. 2 Luke, 1st chapter, tells us, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augusta that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenus was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The fullness is, to talk about the fullness of time, was now come when God would send forth his son, made of a woman, and under the law. Praise the Lord, under the law. The circumstance of his birth was very mean. Christ was born at an inn. He came into the world to sojourn here for a while, at an inn, to teach us to do likewise. We are become by sin like an outcast infant here, born in a manger, born with the out in the horse stable, born, hallelujah, born without, oh hallelujah, that he may come so humbly into the hearts of us. Born, hallelujah. Christ was born at an inn. He came to the world, hallelujah, at an inn to teach us, hallelujah. We are so as he came to us, so should we go to others, helpless and alone. And such a one was Christ. He knew how unwillingly we are to be without clothes. We fear how we desire to have our children decorated and indoors, and how apt the poor are to even the rich. How prone the rich is to, praise the Lord, the poor. But when we, by faith, be the Son of God, being made man and lying in a manger, our vanity, ambitions, and even our check, we cannot with this object rightly before us seek great things for ourselves or our children. So it is the Lord. In this fullness of time he came humble before us as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, because there was no room for them in the inn. And just want to stop right here in a moment. Have we to this day, have we made room for the Lord in our hearts? with the business of the world, the cares of the world, have we yet made room for the Lord in our hearts? In our hearts, have we prepared Him room in our hearts to come in and dwell with us and sup with us, come in humble unto us, and have we humbled ourselves before the Lord, that we may find a space where we would take Him in? They had no room for Him, but do we have room for Him in our hearts this day? Do we have room? Do we have room for the Lord? Do we make time and space? Do we consider the Lord? Do we open up ourselves unto this wonderful gift, this mighty Counselor? Hallelujah. And so it was, hallelujah, that Mary it was great with the child. And so it was, and while they were there, it was accomplished. The days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth his firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Watch here. Watch the Lord. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of our of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you: you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem, seeing this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. I like how the Lord will make things known unto you. Hallelujah. If you make room for Him, hallelujah, in your heart, if you prepare just like John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord. If you prepare the way in your heart for the Lord, make room for Him, He'll let you know. Hallelujah. He'll just as He let these shepherds know, abiding in the field. Praise the Lord. I like how God does this. Angels was heard. The angels, heralds of the newborn Savior. Hallelujah. I love it when you make room for Him, when you prepare Him. Hallelujah. When you worship Him, He appears. Hallelujah. But they were only sent to some poor, humble, pious, industrious shepherds who were in the business of their calling, keeping watch over the flocks. We are not out of the way of divine business when we are employed in an honest calling, abiding with God in it. Let God have the honor of this work. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The scripture said, glory to God in the highest. Goodwill. Hallelujah. goodwill toward men. Manifested sending the Messiah. The praises went up, bound to his praise. Other works of God are for his glory. For the redemption of the world is for his glory in the highest. God, goodwill is sending the Messiah. It brought peace to this lower world. Peace is here, but for all that good which flows to us from Christ, taking our nature up on him. Taking our nature up on him. This is a faithful thing. Hallelujah. Tested by an innumerable company of angels and well worthy of all acceptation, that the goodwill of God towards men is glory in the highest. Peace. I love the peace of God. Hallelujah. 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 And this salutation was this was a preparation of God, hallelujah, an announcement of our Savior being born, hallelujah, and letting them know, hallelujah, even with the host of angels appeared. What a glorious sight, hallelujah, what a glorious sight that must have been in peace on earth. The shepherds lost no time but came with haste to the place they were satisfied and made known abroad concerning this child, that he was the Savior, even Christ the Lord. Mary carefully observed and thought upon all these things which were so suited to her holy affection. We should be more, hallelujah, delivered from errors and judgment and practice did we more fully ponder these things in our heart. It is still proclaimed in our ears that to us is born, hallelujah, to us is born a Savior, Christ the Lord. These should be glad tidings to all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And let him know that, see, this is a sign. This is a sign. A sign unto you. Lord tells you, see, I like how this, Lord tells you just where he's going to be when you make room for him. Praise the Lord. He lets you know just where he's going to be, and where to find him. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Praise the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. There came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad these things which was told them concerning this child, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary, Mother Mary, kept all these things and pondered them in a horn. Hallelujah. And the shepherds returning, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told them. Hallelujah. These things were told to them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I love this beautiful story. Hallelujah. this birth of Christ, and also that this birth of Christ, and it was made known to the shepherds, and hallelujah, still being born even in hearts today if we make room for him. And I want to ask this question. Have you made room for the perfect gift? Have you made room for the perfect gift? The perfect gift. This perfect gift is also the good news. The good news, hallelujah, for unto us. A child is born, hallelujah. The angels told them, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember this story in your gift giving. Make sure you give the perfect gift to someone. The perfect gift. Make sure you give the Lord to somebody. Hallelujah. Not only in your lip service, but give the love of the Lord to somebody the way you live before him. Give the love of the Lord to somebody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this is what I have for us today. God bless you. And God keep you as our prayer. But I want to make sure that we give love, not only on Christmas, but throughout the year. Give love. Let it be a practice unto you that you continue to give the perfect gift. Hallelujah. You might not be financially able to do like you want to do in intangible blessing, but give something that will just keep on giving. Make sure we give God to somebody. Give hallelujah unto us is born. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for a Savior. Thank you, Lord, for this amazing love that our ain't sent us with these golden nuggets. It's an amazing love. Amazing love. The birth of Christ brought God to man. The cross of Christ brings man to God. The birth of Christ, oh, this is mighty good here. The birth of Christ brought God to man. The cross of Christ brings man to God. So beautiful. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16. For he so loved us. He so loved us. He was in this love for us. He was, thank you, Lord, thank you, so wonderfully in this love for us. He put on something that even wasn't his nature, but it was our nature. But he was trying to reconcile us back to God. Hallelujah. The birth, in his birth, it brought God in. But the cross, hallelujah, the way we could be connected back to God, hallelujah, we had to be redeemed. And with the redemption of the blood of the Lamb of Christ, hallelujah, with the cross, he took on the nature, hallelujah, the nature of us, hallelujah, to pay the debt that we could not pay. But we owed that debt because we were all born in sin and driven in iniquity, but God, hallelujah, amazing love, beautiful. Amen. Thank you, sinner. God bless him. Hallelujah. Just the right time. I hear you. Just the right time. Christ came as high priest for the good things to come. Hebrews 9:11. Christ came as high priest of the good things to come. Hebrews 9:11. God bless him. The advent of Christ celebrate his birth. The advent of Christ celebrate his birth and anticipate his return. Oh, hallelujah. We celebrate the birth of Christ, and we are so anticipating, hallelujah, anxious for his return, and anticipating, hoping, and expecting for his return. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this, we're making room for him in our hearts. We're making room for him in our hearts for unto us. Yeah. Born this day in the city of David, Christ. Hallelujah, the Lord. Thank you, ain't it, for just the right time and also amazing love. Hallelujah. At this time, if there'll be one want to push the one button, one prayer, I just want to thank the Lord for another day. Or maybe God has blessed you with something upon your heart you may share with the testimony. Hallelujah. You whatever you have, what God has made a way, we said we tell him thank you. Yes, sir.
Brother Randy got his hands up. He been praise waiting. God. I think he got some fire over the other day. I think he got it shut up on.
No, I was just listening to Rev, man. You know, I was listening to Rev, and I was coming on to say thanks be to God. Rev talking about that perfect gift this morning, and you know. My. You know, it's some meat on that bone, right?
Yes, sir.
It's some meat on that bone. It's some meat on that bone. And good meat makes the bone crazy. Oh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You're talking about that perfect gift again. And I'm just letting you know I'm here waving my hand. That's all.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. Good morning, my brothers. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm like my brother Randy. I just want to wave my hand and just tell you thank you for being here for bringing
great
the
Lord.
Word, another good, great
yeah.
word from the Lord. If I have something to touch you when the word of God go forth. And I'm sitting there listening, River. If I couldn't say nothing, I would have to say, aren't you glad for the good?
Yes, sir.
Don't you want to tell him thank you for the blood?
Mm-hmm.
If it had not been for the blood.
Oh, yes.
Randy, don't you want to tell him thank you for the blood? I found that every year they would kill a young lad, and they would put the blood around, but it only could stand for so long, they had to redo it. But see, one thing about my Lord and Savior, his blood still stands today. As strong as it was over 2,000 years ago. It should never lose its power. Aren't you glad for the blood? That's all Brother D want to tell you. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Woo, thank you for the blood.
Yes, Lord.
For the blood. It's all in the blood. It's all in the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Hey,
Rev, I want to pray for I want you to pray for mental health. I don't know why it's on my spirit this morning. I was listening to something this morning, mental health and contemplating suicide and, you know, stress at this time of year for a lot of people that's lost their loved ones, that's going through things right now in this holiday season. People don't understand, this is the darkest, help me, Holy Spirit, this is the darkest time of year.
Mm-hmm.
This is really the darkest time of the year. Even with daylight saving time, I was watching the news this morning, and I jotted it down because I'm always jotting stuff down. And, you know, we only have 9 hours and 14 minutes of actual daylight in these days. Through December, but in June we have 15 hours in so minutes of daylight. So it just put me in the remembrance that this is really a dark time of the year, because it's the suicide rate is super high around this time of year. The crime rate is high. Things are just, you know, going on at this time of year. And it's the darkest time of the year. So I just want to pray. I want you to pray for families that's going through things financially, whatever it is, you know, at this time of year. Don't stress out. Don't let it bother you. Lean on God. let it be, you know, let it be what it's going to be, because a lot of people, man, is trying to provide and do things at this time that just, you know, just can't go forth at this time. So we just want to pray for families and for people that's going through things at this time of year. Even people that lost loved ones that can't let it go like that. Just this time of year just be so dark for them. You know?
Yeah.
You know, when you're used to a certain thing, and then, you know, now you don't have that thing no more. You don't have these things available to you no more. It's rough. So, yeah, Rez, just pray for that.
Praise the Lord.
That's been kind
of on my mind. I was thinking about that just the other day, how this mental health, you know, so many people are troubled in their mind, and I know it's a demonic spirit. But I'm thankful to God that unto us is born. Hallelujah. Unto us, He taught us how to look towards the light. He taught us how to look unto Him. Hallelujah. From what coming our help. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm so glad He allowed us a conversation where man may talk to God, where man may commune with God, Lord, and I'm so glad that He allowed us to be blessed, to make room in our hearts for Him. Hallelujah. That with His Holy Spirit, He can rest, rule, and abide with. I'm glad I see victory. Hallelujah. I see God turning things around. A songwriter say, it won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect His concern in me,
yeah.
And sooner or later, it will turn in my favor.
Yeah.
And yeah. I believe, I feel His Holy Spirit, He's turning around.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you asked for it, Brother Randy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But you didn't look on the things of yourself, but you looked on the things of others. and that's how Christ,
hallelujah. Yeah.
That's how Christ does. He didn't look at what He possibly may have needed, but He looked unto a world that needed a Savior, that needed someone to sacrifice themselves.
Hallelujah.
And I'm glad that He did.
Hallelujah.
I feel His Holy Spirit. Thank you. This perfect gift. This perfect gift. And He allows us to, you know, some people look at re-gifting a bad thing. But, in Christ, re-gifting is a good thing. when the gift that has been given to you, hallelujah, you're sharing with someone else. But in Christ, you take part of that gift and you allow it to pour into that, your cup runneth over. It's too much for you to handle and to have just to keep them to yourself, so you share them to the world. Hallelujah. This perfect gift. The one to keep on giving, multiplying. Hallelujah.
Oh,
shake them down.
Oh, yeah.
First man. And it's running over. It's running
it
over.
It is running over.
Hallelujah.
It's running over.
Hallelujah. It's running over. Thank you, Lord. 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 It's running over. Hallelujah. I believe it's turning around. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mental health, we bind old trouble in the mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Something that's too tough for us. We have a Savior.
Something that we cannot bear.
Hallelujah. He is the creator of the mind. Hallelujah. And He knows just how to work with it. He knows just how to fix it.
We count it joy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From our mouth to God ears. Hallelujah. We tell Him thank you. Thank the Lord. Before we pray, I'm already feeling this Holy Spirit. Before we pray, I'm already telling Him thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. For whom?
Oh,
for whom would receive? Make room in their hearts for him? Receive Jesus. Receive this blessing. Touch the mind. Hallelujah. Touch the mind, Father. Oh, the spirit. Bind it in the name of Jesus. Someone want to take their life. Someone feel all hope is gone. Yeah, but hope is here. Hope is here. I feel his Holy Spirit. Hope is here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Father.
That men would praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. For his wonderful works. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You ready yesterday? Isaiah 9 and 6, for a child is born.
Oh, yes, Lord.
A son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah.
Right there.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Have your way.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. That was wonderful. Mighty Counselor. Come, Lord Jesus, and touch the mind with your wonderful counsel. Oh, hallelujah. By the evil spirit in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, everlasting Father. Hallelujah. The Prince of Peace.
He's going to give peace.
We claim it. He's going to give peace. The Prince. He's the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, he got you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way. Move right now. Show up right now. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey, Rev. Hey, Rev.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't care what nobody say. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no party. Yes, sir, man.
thank you for the gathering of the saints.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for men of God and women of God who just want to praise and worship God at the top of the morning.
Thank you for the gathering.
Thank you for the assembly, oh God. Thank you for bringing us in the midst of true believers and people that want to worship God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what the text says,
my brother. At 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him enough.
Yes. 1,000 tongues.
Couldn't tell him thank you enough.
Thank you.
God is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised.
He's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is. So I look back over my life.
Yes.
And I see where he has brought me from. Makes my soul cry out.
He is worthy, brothers.
Brothers and sisters, he's worthy. God is so worthy.
Oh, God.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Amen. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
Just can't praise him enough.
Thank you, Lord. Before we had a chance to formally go in prayer, that God already moved. thank you, Jesus. Before we had a chance to ask,
this is whom we serve.
This is whom we serve, Brother Jesus, the same one. The same one put gas where man tried to turn off gas, Brother
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes.
The same one that allowed the fire to still be burning.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Same God.
The same one, Brother Randy, when you were on the journey. and he let you behold his backside. The same one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
The same one. He don't need gas to create a fire because he's fire within himself. Hallelujah.
Shut up in my bones. Thank God. Unto us, a child is born.
Son is given. Hallelujah. He's called counselor. He is king of kings and lord of lords.
He's the same God. Thank you, Lord. He said tomorrow I change not. He's the same. He's the same. Be a blessing right now, Lord.
Thank you,
feeling the blessing business, real. Your hands have pain and power.
Thank you, Lord. Everlasting power. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Tell him thank you. Let him use you right now. Tell God thank you. Tell him why the blood is running
thank
warm
you,
in your veins.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell God
yes,
thank
sir.
You right now.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, J
Oh, it's nothing
like
it in the
telling
world.
God, thank
like,
you.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah.
Already
oh, yeah.
done.
Oh, God.
It's already done.
Just to worship him.
Just no
just
substitute.
To, just to worship him at the top of the morning, brother. It just feels so good. Yes,
yes. Wake up, telling God, thank you.
That's
knowing
it.
That if it had not been for him, you
mm-hmm.
wouldn't be here today. Knowing
that's
that
right.
it wasn't the alarm clock that woke me this morning, but it was God
no,
himself. Well. He dispatched those angels and shake me to tell me to get up. Start a new
yeah.
day. And you won't tell
mm-hmm.
God thank you. You should be out on your knees right now telling God thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Knowing that it's him and him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And him
yeah.
who raised him. Him
yes.
able.
Yeah.
Him so
yeah.
able. Yes, he is. Him
thank
able.
You,
Lord. Him able. He is mighty good. He brings
oh,
tears,
yes,
God, Lord. Thank you. He brings tears of joy to your eyes.
Yes.
And tell the Lord, Lord, I love you, Lord. I thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you for just being God.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
it.
Because I know it could have been me. I look at the
yes,
news
sir.
This morning. Truck driver hit a curve too fast, slipped over, killed 16 cows. I said, Lord, it could have been me. Thank
could've
you.
Could have
been yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been me.
Yeah.
You have to tell him thank you.
I was looking at the news this morning too, brother. Up here, somebody done stole, carjacked a car from a construction company and went 2 miles up the street, get chased by the police, and ran into a 58-year-old lady, an innocent lady, and killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just never know. That's it. That's
mm-hmm.
it. But yet he keeping his arms around.
Oh yeah.
He deserves for us to throw him a party like this every morning.
If he kept you while you were driving that old truck down the highway this morning, he deserved it. Rev, if he
deserved
you when
he
you was sick, he deserved it. My
yeah,
God,
yes,
my
sir.
God, my God.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes.
Yes,
sir.
If he,
thank
if
you,
he kept you from danger seen and unseen, he deserved it.
Yes,
oh,
he deserved it.
I always say, Rev, I take my hat off to you if you ain't never had no storms in your life.
All right.
You ain't never had no business go on in your life. If you ain't never laid on the hospital bed like I know me and you did, Rev. They told us we was gone. We flatlined.
And they brung us back.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord. If you never had the kind of experiences,
I take my hat off to you, but I know what
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do. Oh, I'm going to throw him a party every morning. I'm going to praise him every morning. I'm going to worship him every morning. Oh, day and night. Oh, day and night. You ought to pray 3 times a day, Brother D. That's what day you told us. My God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, brother. Another prayer, man. I ought to pray with that ceasing. In other words,
without
you pray in ceasing.
Keep on praying. Real brother, the perfect gift back this morning. They told us about a son that's going to be born. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
They told us he was going to be called a mighty counselor. Oh, you know what a counselor is, Brother D. A counselor is somebody that counsels you when you're in the time of need.
You're
going to be all right.
Yeah, trouble, you go to him and talk to him.
Oh, yes, Lord. You know what a counselor is, my brother.
You know what a counselor is. My God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you got me this morning, Rev.
I owe you one for this one, Rev. God bless you. It feels so good, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Good.
Thank you, Lord.
I like it.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm like, hey bro, I'm like my brother. I'm like my brother Tim. Brother Tim would say he's found no one that was equal to him.
Mm-hmm.
He had to swear by himself. He spoke by himself.
Yes, sir.
Not equal to him. In the name of Jesus. Yes, for the mighty God we serve.
Yeah.
He's found no one equal to him. So he spoke by himself. What a mighty God.
Boy, it just makes you want to holler.
Who would serve a God like you?
Have you cried some of the tears of joy lately? Oh, help me, Holy
Thank
Spirit.
You, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, right now, right now. Right now, Lord, right now.
Yeah,
I look up
to
a heavenly staff, and I just look up, and I can see, don't even say a word, and tears of joy just start running, because I know where he has brought me from. I know what he has brought me through.
Amen.
Sometimes I look up and the tears just start flowing. Don't even say a word. He knows your heart. He knows. Ain't he good?
Oh, yeah.
All I can feel, man. I told Mary yesterday, why would you tempt the Lord their God? Why would you tempt him?
Oh, yeah.
Why not come on in now while you have a chance? I'm like my brother Randy. Real Ritter said on Friday morning, wonderful counselor.
Thank you, Lord.
He's not just any counselor.
Oh,
he's a wonderful counselor.
Hey, brother, you ain't even you ain't got to the prison.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh,
he's not just any counselor. He's not just your ordinary counselor that you can go sit down, talk to him, and I got to come back next week while he try to figure out what's going on. He know what's wrong before I get there. He just want me to come to him so he can give me the solution y'all already have for me. That's why he called him wonderful counselor. In the
Thank
name
you,
of Lord. Jesus. Yes, he is.
Thank
a counselor is born. Child is given.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to tell him thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You
got to
tell him thank you while you can.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. He's shooting. My brother says flatline. But the Lord says, I got work for you. I'm going to stay around here a little longer. I let you go there just to show you what I can do. See, a lot of people understand that, real. A lot of times the Lord will let you lay on that table, let man say it's over for you just to show you what he will do for you.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to show you that in return, all you got to do to give God is worship him. That's all you got.
Yes.
See, a lot of times, man, don't understand that Satan puts a lot of mess in your life and try to take you out because you doing a job that he had. He didn't want to do it, so the Lord gave it to mankind. Just worship him. That's all you got to do is worship the Lord and Savior. And he'll, in the name of Jesus. Oh, he'll truly give you the desires of your heart. He will truly bring you back from there. I know he will, because I'm talking to two of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to say it was over with, but the Lord said, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, no. What the Lord said was, man's extremities is just an opportunity for me to show up and show out. And then, man,
you,
I'll do it for you. All you got to do
is
have a talk with me. Let me go to people worship. That's all you got to do. And now you get the chance to wake up in the morning and tell God, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God, thank you. For the blood is for the war. That's why I say, aren't you glad for the blood?
Mm-hmm.
Most men see blood, they get scared. But when you think of the blood of Jesus, you get happy. That's crazy. But when men see blood, he gets scared. But when you think of the blood of Jesus, your soul is proud. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Aren't you glad for the blood?
Thank you, Lord.
And then, here's something else that's so good about it. Was born to die for me.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't born for himself. He was born to die for my sin.
Yeah.
Came here with a tenure of 33 years just to give me a way back home.
Thank
and then
Lord.
You won't tell him thank you. I look
thank
up towards
Lord.
Heaven and my soul cries out.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God, thank you for what you've already done.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Tell him thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
keep on making a way out of no way.
Praise the Lord.
What he do for man? He keeps making a way out of no way. Yes, he will.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Thank yes. you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank God. Thank God today for his goodness, for his grace, for his mercy, for his wonderful counselor. Mighty God. This Prince of Peace, this perfect gift, this good news. taking for the forerunner that prepared the way, John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Thank him, man, for all he's done for us. We just tell him thank you. And it's so wonderful to thank God, because he let me know every time we tell him thank you, he can remind us and put something else, give us another reason to tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Or remind us of something else he may have forgotten about, and we tell him thank you. He's done so much for us. Hallelujah. Not only did he live a perfect life. Hallelujah. He sacrificed. Hallelujah. He sacrificed himself. Hallelujah. He finished it. Hallelujah. So we just tell him thank you. We can never thank him enough for the way he has made for us salvation. For to us, a Savior. Hallelujah. For to us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank him for his birth. Thank him for his life. Oh, hallelujah. Thank him for giving us life. Thank him for allowing us to experience what great love that he has bestowed. Many are missing out because they won't receive love. Some people don't even know how to receive love. Some people don't. They can't, because of sin have so consumed them, they won't even open up their heart to God in his love. They feel like they feel like they can't even receive it, but I'm so glad that he picked some, hallelujah, to come unto him. That he picked some, that when he let us, when he makes the proclamation, go as whosoever will, let him come. I'm glad we're part of the whomsoever will. I'm so glad that we have accepted what he done for us. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day. Hallelujah. Thank God for the day he has made. I would go rejoice and be glad in it. At the beginning of the service, me and my brother talked about being cold. It's cold weather, but God has so warmed our hearts. God bless you. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, Reverend Henry. I'm sorry about interrupting, but we got a special request for a song, and I got something for Brother D on here.
Okay.
We had a special request sent to me. And let me
hey, Brother Nutty, I don't want to interrupt, and I think I'm asking Brother Henry for permission. You know, I wanted to say this. I heard you and Lori talking about how people's minds are troubled, and this is a horrible time for them when it should be a party, and that it should be rejoicing. And you know, and I just thought about it, and the song came in my heart. And I asked Brother Nutty if that's what he's trying to do, play that.
Praise
if he
Lord.
Does, that's fine. But that's what I wanted to tell my brother and sister. Isn't it wonderful to know that in this season, we all excited because we know that he regulates minds, and he came and gave his life to save us.
Yeah.
No man took his life, but he laid it down voluntarily.
Right.
Each and every one of us, all we got to do is, we've been invited to the party. All we got to do is come. And, you know, and that's what I was thinking, and I said, you know, this song says that, the words of it says, and I'm going to let Nutty go ahead and play, but it says that trouble gets in my way sometimes, you know, and I have to cry sometimes, but I know this, Jesus will fix it. After a while.
Yes, he will.
That's that blessed assurance that we have in him. See, not in ourselves, but in him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brother Tim,
Thank you, Brother Nutty. I needed that. I needed my brothers and sisters to know, no matter what the trouble is, God can use it. I'm a living witness that he can do it. I know that he can. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Reverend Henry, for allowing me to be able to say what I needed to say today. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hey.
God bless you. God bless
you, Lord.
Yes,
mighty God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Saw fit to come down out of eternity past and save a wretch like me. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me thank you. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Wash me white as snow.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When I stumble and fall, he picks me back up.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That's why I thank so much for the party. We got a party to go to. I've been invited.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Worthy to be praised. Exalted.
Thank you, Lord. Lift him.
Hallelujah.
Lift him. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Reverend, for the message today. Anointing to touch my heart and my mind and my soul and my spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If you can't feel nothing with the written word, how are you going to know the living word? Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, a child is born. That song is given. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I'm glad the Lord blesses us. He allows us to make room in our hearts for him. Make room. Hallelujah. Make room. Hallelujah. In other words, pull out the stuff you have in place and put God. remove some of that stuff out of your heart and let God rest, root, and abide within. You'll find him to be a friend. Hallelujah. That sticks closer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, some men want you to stay bound. Some men want you to stay in a bad way. But God, through his mercy, his grace, and his love, he wants to give you all of your heart's desire. Hallelujah. He wants the love of God to rest, rule, and abide within. We tell him, thank you on this day. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your love that you allow us to practice on one another. Practice loving one another with the love you've given us. We just tell him thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Our prayer is that we ask God that he would let this love, brotherly love, continue. Hallelujah. Continue, overflow. That it would keep us. Hallelujah. That would hide a multitude of faults and let us not look on fault so much, but look at how we can help God, hallelujah, be a blessing to someone, hallelujah, that's standing in need of it. Hallelujah. Someone that just want to love him and come to know him like we know him. Someone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God thank you. God keep you, I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
I thank you again. Thank you, everyone. I'm a little busy, but I'm sitting here listening. Been on
praise
mute. And this right here is what we've been talking about all week. The good news.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We'll be right back.
Good news.
King is more real. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Good news. Good news. Good news. I used to follow the voice all over the world. Yeah, I follow the voice somewhere everywhere. That man has really, he was a wonder in my life. Every time I ever got stuck in the Word, I had any kind of problem with the Bible, I would call him, boy, what you want? Well, he would start explaining. The Lord worked with him, and the Lord took him home. He heard me say, I went to see him before he left here, and tears were forming. He said, boy, don't cry for me. He said, I got my business fixed. And I never forgot that. I remember a lot of things the Lord taught me. But that's one thing that man taught me I never forget. He said, I got my business fixed. And when you got your business fixed with the Lord Almighty, you don't worry. You don't fret because you know you are in good hands. Then you can fully be vested when you say, absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know you're about to be present with the Lord. And you're not worried about what they're going to say on judgment day. Because you got your business. Don't you? Why tempt the Lord, their God?
Mm-hmm.
It's good news. It's good news. There was a singing young man. I love that man, man.
Man.
That man, he was a brother. He was a big brother I never had. He was a God-fearing, God-sent man.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, for some reason, I just can't seem to shake it. There's been an anointing in this place.
Yes,
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody showed
thank
up
you,
this morning.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
well, two
you, Lord.
Or three are gathered in my name, and I know we were gathered in the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
What a morning.
Real preacher by the dear Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Lord, it showed up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he has.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
God,
you, God. I keep hearing.
I assure you that God is still in the giving business.
Yes, you know, I'm thinking about a song. thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I think it was the Williams brothers. They said, Lord, I thank you for all you've done for me.
I think it is the Williams brothers.
We just can't thank him enough. And every time we think of what he has done, he showed us something else that we may have forgotten of, but he put us in remembrance of
yes,
what
he has done
for us. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad about it. I get excited because I know what he has done. He'll do it again.
Yes, he will.
Trouble water.
Yeah.
They've been here before.
Yes, they've been here before.
But God, who was rich in mercy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's rich. Oh,
yes, he is.
He's rich in mercy. And he wants to give it. He wants to show that I am what I say that I am. I'm
yes,
a company keeper. I'm a mind
yes, regulator.
I'm
spent
when
yes,
you're
sir.
Weak.
He's a heart fixer.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. I'm strong. You can run unto me because you're a strong tower. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you're
a strong tower.
I believe it's over there, Brother D, Brother Tim, around about the 121st number of the
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
I'll give him praise today. He's so bold with it.
Yes, yes. He there comes.
Hallelujah.
He knows it comes to him boldly, didn't it?
Come
the
on now.
Come to him boldly. Let the world know.
Hallelujah.
Let the world know.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Nutter, I really appreciate you, Brother Nutter. That's for me, there, brother. That's for me.
He touched my heart, too.
Yeah. And I thank you. Praise the Lord.
And you know what, Brother D? I heard you when you, before you even hit the one button, you were singing a song, and I just wanted to say the same thing. Out of all the people who don't like you, but he saw the best in me. He gave his life.
He saw the best in me. Yes, he did. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Hey. That's what my brother said when he said, "Holy Ghost party, don't stop." You be riding alone. Just sometimes you want to just shout out to yourself, "Hallelujah!" Just tell God, "Thank you." Lord, nothing special. I ain't asking for nothing. I just want to say thank you for what you've already done. Just me being able to know that you're able to go exceedingly above and beyond. I just want to tell you thank you for it because I know you're able. Just for me being able to know that you sit high and look low. Just for me being able to know that you sent your son to die for me. I just want to tell you thank you. So you be riding along sometimes just talking to yourself and you just tell God thank you. People say, "Why are you crying? What's wrong?" What's wrong? Just talking to my father. Nothing wrong. In fact, there's a lot right. Can't think of nothing wrong, but I can think of a whole lot that's right. Because of real, I'm protected. I'm all in his arms. I'm being hid in his bosom right now, and I know I'm good. Because of the good.
Hallelujah.
The good news.
Thank you, Lord.
It's good to know it. It's good to know it.
And ain't it good to know that out of all the people in this world that know my name, he knows my name. When he calls my name, Lord have mercy. Thank you, Lord, for knowing me. Thank you for calling.
When he calls my name, I answer.
Thank you, Lord. Well, Rev, you got it started today. Thank you for letting God use you today, boy.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wasn't warm in my hands, Rev.
Well, you warmed my heart with that word. Thank you, Lord, that let you
feel.
Thank you, Jesus. I say again and again. Aren't you glad for the blood? You ought to be glad. The blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Should never lose its power. Aren't you glad for the blood? Y'all still God, thank you. Should be running and tell the Lord, thank you. I know I am. I'm so glad that Satan lifted me. So glad that Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. And I'm so glad. So glad, Rev, that he put me on the right road. Satan had me bound. Satan had me out there doing things that I knew wasn't right. Satan had me going places I knew I shouldn't have been in. But Jesus lifted me. Jesus lifted me. And now I can tell the world about the good news.
Praise the Lord.
That's all I can tell, man.
Hallelujah. You know, it reminds me of
a child.
Reminds me of a blessing.
I didn't think about this blessing
until my mother had already passed. But the blessing of it that my parents took me to church when I was a young boy. They showed me the way, and that's a blessing. Cause look at these many countries that children don't have that blessing. Parents don't tell them about the Lord. Parents don't teach them about the Lord. But and my prayer for many months was thanking God for my parents, how they showed me the way when I was a young boy.
Yeah.
They showed me the way. I looked at a story how a girl was beat because she accepted Christ.
She accepted Christ.
Her father beat her and threw her out.
Beat her.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. But I'm glad. I'm glad. Oh, thank you, Lord. This gift that he's given us. Oh, hallelujah. That he warms our hearts. Hallelujah. Though he will slay us, we still trust him. But we know he's working it out for our good. Though he allowed things to happen befall to us. But that way, may we look unto him. Just like that song, 121, I would look up, I would lift my eyes, hallelujah, unto the hills, hallelujah,
yes, sir,
hallelujah,
comes
even if I'm down
Lord.
In the valley, I can look up.
I'm going to look up.
Yes,
look
Lord,
up.
If friends push me down, I can look up. Hallelujah, when the world was throw me away, even if father and mother would forsake me, I can still look up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm down and out. I can look up.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
I can't see my way. I'm going to look up.
Come on now. Come on now.
I can't see it.
Hallelujah.
I just don't know how I'm going to make it.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Oh,
have a little talk with Jesus.
Thank you. That's it.
Have a little talk with Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus, he'll
all
fix
you
it.
Gotta do. He'll fix it. If you don't believe, he'll fix it. I got some stories for you. I got some stories for you that let you know that he'll fix it. He's a mind regulator. He's a weight maker.
I'm a witness.
Sister and brothers, he's a weight maker. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
And see, one thing I found real. When the Lord show up in your life, you want to tell. You can't wait to run and tell somebody that he's a way maker. You want the world
thank
to
you,
know
Lord.
That he showed up. And while that young lady was about to hit that wall and she saw a man dressed in white grab the wheel, she went running
Lord.
To find no lady. And that old lady know, I met Jesus. She said, how do you know? She said, I know I was in the car with just me and my child. And I was about
thank
to
you,
hit
Lord.
That wall. She said, a young man dressed in white grabbed the wheel.
Ooh.
And I knew it couldn't have
Lord.
Been nobody but Jesus. You know, oh, you
hallelujah.
Met him. You met him. See, you want the
hallelujah.
World to know when you meet Jesus. You want the
yeah.
That's why Jeremiah said it was like fire. See, then you understand what Jeremiah means when he said it was shit up in my bones. See, when you burn yourself, you holler, you jump back. It's a reaction thing when you burn. In the name of Jesus. See, when God show up in your life, you want the world to know your actions.
Yes.
He should let your light shine. That man may see your good work. See, you want man to see your work towards the Lord, and they're going to glorify my Father. You want the world to know. That way you can just, if you can't think of nothing else, you can just tell God, thank you.
Yes, Lord.
When you can't see your way.
Yes, Lord.
You tell, how can you tell God thank you when you're about to be put out? How can you tell God thank you when they repossess your car? How can you tell God thank you when your gas is being turned off? When you look up
come
and see
now.
A burden and you just tell God
yes,
thank you. That's why you tell him thank you. You don't see it yourself. You may not know. I don't know how he's going to fix it, but I come to tell you, sister, brother, he's a way maker. Oh,
yes,
he's a bad regulator. He'll fix
yes,
it
sir.
For you if you just turn
yes,
it
off.
Wow. The reason I know he'll fix it,
yes,
but then I know he'll fix it because he said, bring your burdens to me. And he said,
yes,
leave them. He said, leave them. He didn't tell you to bring them to me, let me look over and take them back home with you. He said, bring them to me and leave them with me. I'll fix it for you.
He's
living with you.
He's a hard fixer. I know he's a heart fixer. He's
Amen.
Able. God
yes,
is truly able. And then if you just wait on him, you'll go around telling the world about the good news. See, you'll spread the good news in yourself because you realize it's truly good. Oh, it's good to know him.
Yes, sir.
It's
yes,
good
sir.
To know him. There's
yes,
just nothing that's irreplaceable. There's no substitute for him. And there's no way you can go and replace him. You can't refill him.
Thank you, Lord.
Everlasting to everlasting.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
and you know, Brother D and Brother and Reverend Henry, I know that I keep seeing it. I'm a living witness.
Yes.
When my best friend left me, which was my dad, my best friend, hunting and fishing together, and when he left me, and I told Brother D, I said that my testimony is that when I heard him in all that pain and morphine and all that, I said, "Dad, you got to keep fighting." He said, "No, you just take care of Mama." And I said, "No, no, Daddy, we got to go kill us a bear." And he said, "No, everything's all right, baby." And he said, "Just take care of Mama." And when I lost my friend, I wanted him to hang in there, Reverend. And I said that I need you to keep doing it, but I was being selfish. I didn't want him to, but Jesus filled the void. He said he'd send you a comforter. And then he put me in the arms of a man that was a Sunday school superintendent for 50 years. He took me and taught me the word and made me appreciate and love the word. Read it again. Didn't you see that comment there? Read it again. He was like my football coach. Read it again. And I fell in love with the word. And when I fell in love with the written word, I fell in love with the living word. And I just said, thank you, Lord, for all. He gave me a friend that loved me so much that he poured into
me.
He poured into me, not knowing that roughneck at one time, Reverend, cuss, fuss, did anything I thought I was bad enough to do. But one day my mama told me, she said, "You couldn't possibly be my son." And it touched my heart. And I asked God, when your mama turned her back on you, Lord, have mercy. You know, I didn't. My mama said, "Ain't no way in the world you could be my son." But now,
Lord,
I thank God for changing my life. I thank God for letting me shed a tear every now and then. So He softens and puts my heart in His hand, and He takes that old stony heart and makes it a heart of flesh that I will feel and I care for somebody. But I just want to tell you, Red, the message today really touched my heart. And I thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord,
God
for all
you.
That you have done.
Yes,
sometimes you have to look back over your life, Brother D, and see where you
brought
you from.
Brought
wasn't
you from.
It carrying me, but it was him.
Sir.
Thank you, Lord. My God. So I have no fear in my heart to say this. I believe in my heart that Jesus died and rose again with all power and the Son of the Living God.
The living God.
I'll tell you, that's my man there.
Yes, sir. He did just like he said he would do it. Just like he said.
Thank the Lord.
You know what, brother? He could rise. Even though he could rise on the second day.
No.
He could rise on the fourth day. He said, I'll build a temple back up in 3 days. It had to be 3 days, just like he said.
Because the devil would have told him he's a liar.
He's a liar. You told me three, and you came on two. You came early. You came on two. He said for the Father, the Son, and for the Holy Ghost, it had to be three. That three is very significant to us. He had to stay there and rise just like he said. He had to die just like he came to. He couldn't come here and change his mind. And say, well, Lord, I don't think I'm going to give my life up. They stiff-necked. They hard-hearted. They hard-heavy. They won't do right. I don't think I'm going to die for him. He couldn't do it. He had to come just like the Word said. He had to die just like the Word said. He had to rise just like the Word said. He had to go back and sit on the right hand of the Father just like the Word said. He had to do it. It had to be done. And if we want to see him, in the name of Jesus, if we want to see him again, if we want to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," we got to do just what he told to do. Brother Tim, tell y'all the time, he left it on record for you. He left it on record. All we got to do is do what he says. And he fixes things for you. God won't leave you lonely. He said he won't leave you lonely. He said he won't forsake you. He didn't say he don't show in his word. See, he's already gave man everything man needs.
Yeah.
Everything the devil tried to show you that God is not, the Lord already showed man that I am. Just what I said I am. He said, "I am that I am."
If I am that I am, and I said I would in my word, I am that I am, that means I got to do. All you got to do is trust. All you got to do is trust in him. I'm so glad. Some of us, I would trust in the Lord until I die. So I want to tell somebody about the good news in the name of Jesus. Aren't you glad for the blood?
Yeah.
Blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. It's been a beautiful morning. I would enjoy myself this morning. Praise God. Who would serve a God like this? That's it.
Who would serve a God like this? In this magnificent
Thank
name.
You, Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
So good. So good to man.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't say yes to the word.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We attempted to pray a little while ago. But before we ask the Holy Ghost to start moving, we just want to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Just want to tell God thank you. We just want to come, touch, and agree, telling God thank you. Because he didn't have to, but he did. He decided it was a decision for him to die. Hallelujah. And not only did he die, but he rose. And not only did he rose, but he also he went away. Hallelujah. But he sent us a comforter.
He would warm these hearted.
He would keep us. Hallelujah. From falling, he would continue to make sure that we're united in the family. I'm so thankful. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, as we pray, Father God, we just come with thanksgiving upon our heart, thanking you truly, God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love that you allow to hear to warm these hearts, Father God, and give you thanks. Give you thanks. Give you praise. Give you adoration. We adore you. We magnify your name. We love you. We're so thankful for what you have done for us, Father. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And we're excited that you're going to keep us, Father God. We're excited that you're going to keep us in the family. We are excited that you're going to continue to walk with us, Father. We are excited for your love, for your grace, for your mercy in abundance to them that love you. Because we fear you, Father, we thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, as you allow us to praise you. Hallelujah. And we realize that your name is due to praise this day. We realize this is a day that you have made. We lay down in faith, hoping and expecting to see this day. But God, you touched us with the finger of love when you dispatched the angels. And you made our hopes and our dreams a reality when we looked upon a day that we never seen before. So we just tell you, thank you, Lord. And we love you, Lord. Thank you for being in attendance with us, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to praise your name, allowing us to feel your spirit. Thank you, Father. We count it as a privilege and surely as a blessing. And we thank you for this word. Let it resonate in our hearts. Let us show a dying world that you yet live. You live within our hearts, and we love you. Thank you for all that came, Father God, and testified and encouraged one another. Thank you. Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for all that you've done for us in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
May the work I've done.
Yes, Lord.
Speak to me.
Yes.
May the work I've done. I've done the best I can, and my friends don't understand. May the work I've done speak for me.
Speak for me. May the life I live.
May the life I live.
Yeah.
Speak for me. May the life I live.
Yeah.
Speak for me. Oh, when the best I try to live, my mistakes he will forgive. May the life I live speak for me. Now the work I've done seems so small. Hallelujah. Sometimes it seems like nothing at all. But listen, when I stand before my God, I want to hear him say, well done. May the work I've done.
You got smart now.
Run down and see if I'm around.
Now the work I've done.
I got you shut all the doors and stuff.
Seems mighty small sometimes. Sometimes it seems like nothing at all. But when I stand before my God, I want to hear him say, well done. May the work I've done be for me.
Serving the Lord, it will pay off after a while.
Yes.
Young people working each and every day.
Yeah. I hear you.
Serving the Lord. Oh, it will pay off after a while. Serving the Lord will pay off after a while.
Yeah.
It will pay off after a while. Yeah. Just keep on working each and every day. Yeah. Whatever is right, the Lord will pay.
Ooh.